Welcome back to Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 30 years. And as part of our 30-year Thank You for 30 campaign, we've rolled out this new digital home maintenance feature of rosieonthehouse.com. You just click on login once you get there, and you can set up your home's profile and operate and maintain your home maintenance calendar. This is the part of the program where we dive into our weekly to-dos. We're talking deep cleaning this week. We've got a lot of things that we don't think about. When was the last time you pulled out your oven? Whether you cook there a lot, there's a lot of stuff that collects behind there. The coils on your refrigerator, inside your dishwasher. Look down at the drain and see, it's probably got a little bit of white crud and buildup. Well, we're going to be diving through all of those, but there's been an incredible enhancement in the way cleaning products are manufactured and distributed now, and it's being done by one company right here in America out of Toledo, Ohio. If you haven't heard us talking about it before, it's the Jaws Cleaning System. Just add water, and we've got founder and visionary of this product, Bruce Yacko, on the line with us now to talk about using the Jaws cleaning products for our spring deep cleaning home maintenance to-dos.
Romy, how are you? Great to talk to you. Congratulations on 30 years. What a big deal there. And we got some big news, too. I have a granddaughter coming probably this weekend, and I'm very, very excited about that. Then lastly, Jaws can now be found in over 1,500 Kroger stores across the country in divisions and can be found right there in Fry's, right there in Arizona.
And one of the great things about Fry's and why Amanda uses them is they've got a pickup system now. So once she got her first list set up of here's our weekly items we get, and then they give you a pickup time. Come by between 1 and 2 and you park outside the refrigerated pickup. They load it to the truck and it's not getting all four kids out of the car, getting all across the parking lot.
Fry's is an awesome store, awesome chain, and we're very excited to have Jaws on their shelves in their cleaning section.
And when I heard that y'all were back on the shelves in Arizona at Fry's, I got really excited. That was the first thing I had Amanda do. Change that app. Anything cleaning product has to say Jaws on it.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we appreciate that. For when you go into the Fry's the next time and or you order it online, as Romy's talking about, you'll find the Jaws cleaning products in the cleaning aisle, and you'll notice them right away because the bottle is shaped and looks like a water drop, and you're going to see that refill, which is free, attached to the neck of the bottle on the third shelf up. Next time you're at Fry's, make sure you stop by that cleaning aisle and pick up your next bottle of Jaws.
And instead of buying one bottle that you're going to use and throw away, you're buying a bottle, and when it's done, you use the refill cartridge, and you can use this bottle up to 23 times at least. So the amount of plastic waste that's created is cut down 23 to 1.
Oh, we're throwing away billions of bottles to landfills every year, single use, and why not reuse that bottle, just make it a little more heavy duty, make it refillable, give a cartridge system that's about the size of a roll of nickels filled with concentrate that you insert into that bottle after you refill it with water. Stick that roll of cartridge down into the neck of the bottle, and when you tighten down on the sprayer, just made your next bottle of Jaws.
And you've got four different product lines specifically for different areas of the home.
We absolutely do, and that are non-toxic, safe for all the surfaces in your home. We have four different products in the lineup. We have a glass cleaner, a floor cleaner, a shower cleaner, and a kitchen degreaser. And to have a modern-day glass cleaner that you use on your big-screen TVs, computer screens, iPads, iPhones, all of those new modern surfaces in your home that you have to clean that won't attack that UV coating on your glass there in Arizona that you have because it has no harmful materials like butyls and alcohols, ammonias in it. Floor cleaner. You may have hardwood floors. You have granite. You have marble. You have bamboos. There's so many different kinds of tile and grout and things that you need to clean in your home. And having a modern-day cleaner like Jaws that can be used on all those surfaces and do an exceptional job. And then we have a shower cleaner. You have your glass door, Romy, and you get that hard water buildup that you're talking about in your dishwasher. Well, you have that on your glass. And being able to spray a non-toxic, non-fuming, pleasantly scented product on that glass to remove both the shower things from a normal shower use and soap scums and films and things like that to the hard water deposits that you find on that glass and make it squeak-free and clean, or that kitchen cleaner. You have marble and granite and cooktops and microwaves and dishwashers and refrigerators and things like that that you need to clean. And being able to use a product like our kitchen degreaser on all those surfaces.
You know, we always are looking for a three-way win here at Rosie on the House between our audience, the program, and our partners. And I've counted like six or seven wins here with JAWS because we're now doing it, like you say, economically. We're doing it to the environment because we're not accumulating the plastic waste like other products. It's economical because those refill cartridges are a lot cheaper than buying the next big bottle of whatever other brand. So there's also additional testimonies from Good Housekeeping, the Wall Street Journal, the Cooking Club of America, of course, Rosie on the House, and I don't know if this is true, Bruce, but I've heard this is even the floor cleaner that they use in the White House and Pentagon.
They absolutely do. And, you know, they're very prestigious. They had a big party in the White House and having that floor look magnificent. Well, why should the White House look any better than your own home? Well, folks, you can all find it in the Fry's stores. They're in Arizona, and we're in all of them. They're $4.99 normally. They're on special for the rest of the month at $4.59 for a bottle, plus your free refill is included. If you don't have a Fry's store in your backyard and you want to buy things online, JawsCleans.com, you can buy a kit, all four products, eight refills, $19.99, and promo code Rosie. And this week, part of our joy of being on your programming here and in celebration of all that's going on in Arizona, we're going to pick up the freight on that kit. So for less than $20, you're getting eight bottles of cleaner that can do 95% of the cleaning in your home. And for $19.99, the kit gets delivered to your door, so you don't have to go get it. But if you have a Fry's in your backyard, great promotion going on there, $4.59 a bottle for any one of the three bottles. The kitchen degreaser is not on shelf, so if you want to buy a kitchen degreaser, which is an awesome product for grills, you'll have to buy that one online. JawsCleans.com for all kinds of information. Fry's store for the product is on promotion for the rest of the month. Kit promotion under Rosie will be through week from this Sunday.
And it supports local small business America. We love it. Mr. Bruce Yakko, I appreciate it. I'll let you get back to the rest of your tribe with Melina, Madison, and Liam as they wait for arrival of cousin number four.
Yeah, we have a fourth a coming this weekend, so very, very excited for that.
Well, congratulations to the growing family and growing business and y'all's growing success as the leader in the changing the way the world cleans.
Well, we have so many blessings, and part of that is my friendship with you. So thank you.
We're talking about getting the home clean in an attempt to maybe try and minimize the amount of suffering you do with the boy. I'll tell you, this last April was absolutely one of the most horrendous air quality examples that I could ever remember in Arizona. And we're here. That's the JAWS product we were just highlighting there. We've been talking with Dr. Mike Manning of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. He's right here in studio. Dr. Mike, again, thanks for coming in and joining us.
You bet.
So he was talking about, you know, cleaning surfaces and keeping the surfaces clean. And you were talking about the fact that dirt mites just cannot live on a hard surface.
Well, dust mites don't live on a hard surface. But again, we're not real big dust mite capitals here in Arizona. But you said you're going to take the carpet out of your bedroom. You know, carpet can be a reservoir for pollens and molds and other allergens that we do have here in the valley. And animal danders will stick in there. It's hard to truly vacuum it out. I mean, a really good vacuum with a good HEPA filter, and the vacuum is important too, trying to keep allergen load down in the environment.
Yeah, but it took us a little while to figure that out, but a lot of the older vacuums actually stirred up more dust than
it just kind of blows it out, and then you're breathing
blew
it
through the house rather than took it out of the house.
So anything,
but it left nice lines in the carpet.
yeah, right.
Okay, anything you can do to reduce dust collection, pollen collection inside will help you. I mean, the goal is when you go inside is that you're not outside.
Right. So the carpet people will tell you, well, the carpet is an excellent filter. It's actually an air filter in your house. I've never bought that because as soon as you're walking across it, the filter is now stirring it up. But filtration is pretty important. What are you advising? I mean, I have advice on filtration as it bases indoor air quality and technical relationship to your equipment. But when y'all are talking to a patient suffering and trying to get them pulled through the season as healthy as possible, what are y'all giving people advice for in the medical office.
Well, so your home and allergen avoidance, you want to close the windows, close the doors, keep them closed throughout the season, even when it's beautiful weather and you want to open them. Run the air conditioner on a routine basis. And when I say run air conditioning, I don't necessarily mean you need to cool the environment. You want to run the fan, the filter, so it's running through the system and constantly pulling the air through the filter, cleaning it, and blowing it back out.
A lot of allergy sufferers will just turn the fan to on.
Correct.
And that's okay.
Absolutely.
The equipment doesn't mind that at all, folks.
No.
You can do that.
Change the filter routinely. Check it. You don't want a filter that's, you know, there's great filters out there, and we don't recommend getting the very best because I think it strains your system. I don't want them to break the system, but there's some better filters than not. So get a good filter. Change it periodically. Keep the windows closed. Like I say, if you're working outside and riding horses and you're dander allergic, take the clothes off in the garage. Go in and take a shower. Brush the dogs, brush the animals at the door, bathe them routinely, bathe them weekly, a dog weekly. Keeping the animals out of your bedroom can help. That's hard for most animal lovers to do, and I know that that's limited, but
yeah,
you know, well, keeping the door shut 24/7.
Fortunately, we don't have any indoor pets. I haven't let Jennifer bring the horses inside, and she hasn't let me bring my German short hair ponies inside. So we have no inside animals. And so that's one thing we do have going for us. But we are engaged with our animals a lot, and that's invariably outside, you know, stirring up the dust, riding down some trail.
Absolutely. You know, we want you to live, and you understand that. So you can take, you know, medicines. You can do some preventative things before you go outside. Like if you're a golfer, a horseback rider, whatever, you can do some medicines or do some different treatments before you go outside. Do it when you get back. Do kind of that, you know, hygiene to get it off of you. Maybe take some more medicine. Do the nasal lavage. Wash the nose out.
That's after. You were mentioning some of the things you could do before. What were some of the things you would recommend before the activity?
Well, certain medicines I would take beforehand. Okay. So if you're using an oral antihistamine, take it a good hour before you're going to go outside or go riding. Certain nose sprays you could do either on a routine basis, or there's some that work pretty quick. You could do that also 30 to 60 minutes before you're going to go outside and do your activity.
There you go. We're here with Dr. Michael Manning of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. Y'all have how many locations?
Three.
Serving the greater Phoenix metro area. They've certainly been serving and giving me my shots since I can remember. Fortunately, making my living here in Arizona a lot more bearable, because I can still remember my teenage years of not having treatment. And it was all I could do to try and figure out how am I going to get out of here. So fortunately, y'all have been able to make it so I can enjoy the great state of Arizona, which is what we're trying to get you all, Arizona homeowners, to do. Let's enjoy the great state of Arizona by staying tuned to Rosie on the House.